Good morning. It's 8:44. Members of Congress still dealing with the aftermath of last week's shooting attack that left five people wounded, including Congressman Steve Scalise. Joining WFIR's Evan Jones and me this morning is 6th District Congressman Bob Goodlatte to talk about this and other Washington-related matters. Congressman Goodlatte, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joey. Good to be with you and Evan.
Yes, we appreciate you calling. Now, Congressman Goodlatte, it's been 5 days since that shooting, and immediately afterwards we heard elected officials in both parties say it was time to tone down the heated rhetoric. Has that continued, and if so, do you believe it will continue?
Well, I think on the part of many elected officials, particularly members of Congress, particularly members of the House, that is the case. I am concerned about some of the comments made on social media about this by what I consider to be irresponsible people who build up this intensity, build up this hatred. And that's just not the way to have a good civil discourse about the issue. So I am pleased about the progress that my good friend Steve Scalise is making. He had a very serious injury, and the reports from his doctors and from his family over the weekend are very positive, first moving him to a stable, serious, critical but stable, and now he's been moved to serious condition. Still a lot of work to do, a long recovery ahead of him, but I think he's going to make it, and I'm very grateful for that.
Congressman, good morning. This is Evan Jones. With what frequency do you receive threats to your personal safety, and how do you deal with them?
Well, we do receive threats, both myself and my staff. We don't comment on the frequency of them. We report them immediately to the United States Capitol Police and, where appropriate, to local law enforcement authorities as well. The Capitol Police do a very good job of interceding and managing those matters. But it is something that every elected official at the national level faces at one time or another, and some face it with intense frequency. I know that former Congressman and Majority Leader Eric Cantor had many death threats, as does the current Minority Leader and former Speaker Nancy Pelosi. So this is not a partisan thing, and it is something that is a concern.
We are speaking with 6th District Congressman Bob Goodlatte, who is also, among many other things, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, one of the higher-ranking positions within Congress. As a committee chairman, as I said, you're high-ranking, but you're not one of the 10 or so members of Congress to receive Capitol Police protection wherever you go. Do you believe more members should receive such protection outside of the Capitol grounds?
Well, as you know, former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, a Democrat from Arizona, was shot in the parking lot of a small shopping mall a few years ago. She made a partial recovery, but she's been disabled for life, and others who were there were killed. So it is an ongoing and serious concern. When that happened, the situation was reviewed, and the situation is being reviewed again at this point in time. Certainly where large numbers of people gather like they did for this baseball practice as a matter of concern, because it was the personal security Capitol Police detail for Congressman Scalise, who ironically was the most injured, but their being there probably saved the lives of many, many other members of Congress.
Congressman, are you satisfied that there's a reasonable balance right now between a congressman's need for security and the need to be accessible to the people that he or she represents?
Well, it's an important thing to pay daily attention to, and members of Congress do have the opportunity to be accessible in a whole host of ways, but at the same time, we always have to be cognizant of the personal safety of not just ourselves, but of our staff, who in some respects can be in situations when they're on their own or in congressional offices where their safety can be of great concern as well. One of Congresswoman Gifford's staffers was killed during that shooting back 6 years ago.
Congressman Bob Goodlatte joined us this morning. Congressman, reports indicate Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller now looking into whether President Trump may have attempted to obstruct justice. Critics of special prosecutors say they inevitably expand their probes beyond the original purpose, but would Mr. Mueller not be doing his duty without looking into it?
Well, he has wide discretion to follow the truth wherever it leads, and I think that it's important not just for the institutions in Washington, but also for the American people and for the president himself, for him to thoroughly investigate. And if there is no wrongdoing on the part of the president, it's important for the public to know that. So he has the discretion and the authority to look into this, and he should do so. Obviously, we expect him to do so in a way that is not only thorough, but follows the law and is fair in terms of how you go about looking at all of the different matters that can be included in this investigation, which could include other things that occurred last year during the election. The principal focus is surrounding Russian involvement in the election last year, but related issues certainly can be included as well.
I take from your answer, Congressman, that you would not concur with the president's characterization of this via Twitter as a witch hunt?
I think it's important that the Congress and the president both be able to go about doing their important constitutionally provided responsibilities, legislating, leading the executive branch, signing legislation to law, advocating for various changes, reforms, and so on that both the president and the Congress are very busy doing. And so I actually think it is helpful to have a special counsel who is looking into this matter. We'll do it thoroughly. We'll do it in a manner that does not is not affected by the day-to-day news media reports, which I think sensationalize this. And I think it's important that there's many, many important issues before the country, and both the members of Congress, the president, and the news media and the American people should focus on those important issues.
We are speaking with 6th District Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte. Unless my calendar is off here, your summer recess is coming up shortly. Your critics say that you avoided the public during the last recess in terms of town hall meetings, things like that. Are you planning any in-person town hall meetings this time, Congressman?
Well, I have been very, very strongly advocating for a civil discourse about the issues. That, to me, is very much related to what is going on in many places in our society. And it is important that we have contact with our constituents. So, for example, I have continued to hold telephone town hall meetings that have reached large numbers of my constituents. So since 2012, I've conducted 29 telephone town hall meetings. Nearly 230,000 households have joined those calls. I've also hosted this year four question and answer sessions using Facebook Live. We've had more than 158,000 views of those. So I believe I'm very accessible to my constituents. But those are both in environments where people can ask me questions and hear answers or make their comments or criticize me however they wish to without it being in an atmosphere where people are shouting at each other, where they are shouting down the speakers, where they are following the instructions of this national organization, Indivisible, which actually instructs the people that are members of that organization when they go to town hall meetings to grasp the microphone tightly so when the congressional staffer comes to give it to the next questioner, they don't have to give it up. It's just really outrageous how some people think that the dynamic here should be how people yell and scream at each other rather than how they intelligibly talk about the issue. So we've continued to have meetings with small groups of people. We will continue to do these Facebook Live and telephone town halls where literally thousands and thousands of people can participate in the comfort of their own home. They can feel safe. They don't have to feel like they're going out to have other people shout at them. And we continue, as we always do, every week, to get out in the community and visit schools, visit businesses, visit community centers, visit civic organizations, and talk about the issues in a civil way that allows me to hear from my constituents and for them to get answers to their questions without that kind of behavior that we've seen all across the country time and time and time again with this abuse of the traditional town hall process. So we're always looking for new ways to communicate with our constituents, but we're going to look for ways that are civil.
Congressman Bob Goodlatte, whose district extends northward through the Shenandoah Valley and eastward to Lynchburg. Congressman, the Republicans put forth a wide-ranging set of objectives as the year began. At this point, almost halfway through the year, what can you point to perhaps primarily that you've accomplished?
Well, first of all, this House of Representatives has passed more bills in the first 150 days of a new presidency than in the first 150 days of Barack Obama's presidency, George W. Bush's presidency, Bill Clinton's presidency, George H.W. Bush. So we've been very, very busy. We've passed, the last time I looked, 158 bills. Of those, 38 have been signed into law by President Trump. And that's more bills that were signed into law than by in the first 150 days of, again, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, or George H.W. Bush, as far back as we've looked at the numbers. So this is a very busy but also very successful Congress. We've already passed and sent to the Senate major health care reform legislation that addresses the problem with Obamacare, which is in a death spiral with prices going up and the availability of insurance going down and extraordinarily high deductibles that make the insurance meaningless to many people without any controls on the high cost of health insurance. This new plan is estimated to hold down on the cost of health insurance, give people the freedom to choose whether or not they want to have insurance and to choose the type of plan that they need and can afford. So we're looking for the Senate to do even more. Ironically, the Senate rules allow them to make changes to the House bill that we would have liked to have made in the House, but the Senate rules prohibited the House from doing so and still have the bill considered in the Senate under the so-called budget reconciliation process. So we don't have time today to talk about those crazy Senate rules, but I hope the Senate will make additional changes. And that we'll be able to work out those differences and send a bill to the president as soon as possible because we need it given the dire state that the Obamacare exchanges are in right now.
Sixth District Congressman Bob Goodlatte, thank you so much, Congressman, for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, it's good to be with you and your listeners.